The Burt Show.
We just talked to a whole bunch of Burt Show listeners. Have some pretty dramatic storylines going on over Christmas and New Year's that we'll check back with on when we get back on the 1st or whatever, 2nd. And Joanna may have her own dramatic storyline going on as well. But
really
she always feels like the same storyline's going on for the last 6 months.
I'm really excited about this one. Well, Jason and I are at that time where we could possibly be getting engaged at any moment.
Oh, no.
Because
here we go again.
We could be getting engaged means he better hurry up and propose because we have been dating for a long time.
Do you even listen to Burt and I when we speak?
No. Yeah, rarely.
Right. How long have you guys been together?
It'll be 2 years in March.
Okay.
So, well, if you remember.
Kind of fast.
Well, I mean.
Don't you think? Well, I think anywhere from if you're dating somebody, if you're a guy and you've passed the 1 year mark, just know that she thinks you're proposing at any moment.
And this is such
the further you go, the more it intensifies.
It's such it's an awful position for a woman to put herself in because Jenna's told us this before. It's like you get to this certain point and you just assume, and it is probably here, that the engagement is imminent. It's gonna happen. But every minute that goes by or every day that you see him, you think, okay, maybe it's gonna be today. Mm-hmm. And then you think, oh, we got this really cool thing Friday, I bet he's gonna do it Friday, and it doesn't happen on Friday. Then you're like, oh, I bet it's gonna be when we're on the cruise. And then you get back from the cruise and you keep playing this mind game with you,
oh, yeah.
And you're disappointed and disappointed and disappointed.
Yeah, I ruined like 2 years worth of vacations with that.
Like every time, like you'd say, let's get up early and have breakfast. You're like, I know what you mean by breakfast.
Right. Always looking in your in your champagne glass or whatever. Is there a ring at the bottom of this glass?
Well, I'm headed down that path too because we.
What do you mean headed down? You're at the end of that path and you're making
a
campsite.
In the middle of it. And we are going on a cruise for New Year's. And he sent me an email a month ago, accidentally revealing that he was going to pop the question in January. I don't know if you remember me telling you about that.
He was sending this to somebody else that you saw it.
Right. And it was accidentally forwarded to me. I saw it. All I saw was, hey, I'm going to do it in January. And when I told him, he said he was going to change the date. He's like, you know what?
You should have told him.
Well, anyway. I shouldn't have. But now he said he's going to change the date. Well, he keeps talking about this ski trip in January and how excited he is in January and how amazing it's going to be. I think he's trying to throw me off and making me think it's still going to happen in January, but it might actually happen on the cruise.
When do you guys leave for the cruise?
We leave the 26th, the day after Christmas.
Okay.
Yes.
But and now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
My bad.
And you come back when? In January?
Yes, we come back January 4th.
Aha!
It is still January
12/01.
Not the trip that I think it might happen on.
Aren't you going to like continuously, like each and every day with each and every event, you're going to think there's another, he's going to propose. And you're going to be disappointed on this cruise when it doesn't happen.
Well, and then another key to this is that one of the nights we're having a really fancy dinner and he's bringing his uniform to wear.
Well, you do that on a cruise. You always take your
fancy clothes for one night.
You wear like a tie, not your army blues.
Dress, yeah.
Well, there's
dress
a formal, blues. I did. I
mean, you wore your army blues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was a Cub Scout uniform.
No, it wasn't. I have a military uniform that I wear in the airport, so they get free upgrades to first class.
Well, my question for you, though, is in a cruise, like one of their selling points is you only unpack once. So there's going to be a chance for you to snoop through that cabin.
No, Ken!
At the pool or he's at the bar, he's like, honey, I'm going to go play blackjack. We're in international waters now or whatever. And you're going to be like, I'm going to go back to the cabin and, quote, take a nap.
Why would you even want to ruin that?
What made you think I didn't already think of this?
She's already thought of it because she's a snooper.
Yeah, I'm a snooper.
And she works in your office every day, buddy, so you be careful. Because she has snooped through there, through and through.
There's nothing
sure
in there.
I picked through it. There's nothing in there.
But this engagement, like, if it's going to happen on the cruise, then why do you need to snoop to find a ring that eventually you're going to get in 3 or 4 days anyway and ruin the surprise?
She can't help herself.
Mm-mm.
It's not a conscious
decision. Y'all are crazy,
decision.
Man. All women are nutty.
It's like a craving. She can't stop it.
What if the other side of that coin is on day one of the cruise,
he jumps off and swims for sure.
You got to get some. On the first day of the cruise, what if she tears that cabin up and down when he goes, out for a walk or whatever, and doesn't find it? Then the rest of the cruise is ruined.
Ruined. Why don't you just let it happen when it happens?
I will still have a great time regardless because I'm going to be on a cruise in the middle of the ocean having a great time. But if there is a ring involved, it'll be extra awesome.
See, I think this is fun. No, you know what? But I think this is funny and fun as opposed to maybe some other couples we talked to, because Jason's going to propose. So he knows that. She knows that. So now it's just a wily game of who can out-trick who. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Look, and that's kind of fun.
She has this thing so played out. Like, she's got questions in her mind on what dresses to wear.
Yes. So I have a dress that my friend wore one night, and I saw her come home in this dress, and it was gorgeous and looked great on her, and we're the same size. So I was like, can I please borrow that dress for the cruise? Because I'm going to wear it the night of, you know, we go to the formal dinner. Mm-hmm. If he proposes on that night and I'm wearing her dress, am I allowed to keep her dress?
No.
No.
Why?
I say no.
But as the owner of the dress, I might let her keep it.
Or give it to you. If she offers for you to keep it.
But she has to offer.
Yeah, but you can't ask for it.
What if I bought her a replacement dress?
No.
Same dress, but, you know.
If you're going to do that, then go ahead and buy a different dress that you bought.
You guys realize there is no engagement yet, right?
Oh,
we're talking
potentially
about a dress
that may
or may not be.
We're thinking ahead in case because,
you know,
just let women deal with women things.
Here's the thing, he'll probably throw you off and you'll be in your like ratty pajamas, or it'll be like the night before you guys go out hammered and you end up sleeping in his t-shirt. That's when he'll propose. Yeah.
I hope so, because you're making it impossible for him. Jeff has said this for years and it's so true. That this is the one thing that the dude gets to really get his hands like dirty in when it comes to the engagement.
Only.
I do agree
with that. Still,
so let him have it.
He is. He can have it, but it has to be on the formal dinner.
You know
in
what?
In my creme brulee.
It's a challenge for him. I think it's a challenge for him to outsmart you, and I think that he would take that challenge
the
on.
The challenge should be finding a new girlfriend. The challenge should be.
Here is Sue.
I mean, you're pretty and all, Joanna, but you're a lot of work.
Hey, Sue, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to let you know, like, I knew when I was getting engaged because I found the ring, and we went on a trip, and when you're on that trip, every single moment on that trip, you're like, okay, it's going to happen now. It's going to happen now. And it ruined it. I mean, it ruined it. He tried to do something really special, go back to the car and take it down to where we went and do all this, and it just ruined it because you're like, oh, I see it in his pocket, and I know it's going
to
happen.
This is the only thing that he gets to own for years and years and years that you guys, you'll ask, you know, how did he propose to you? This is the one thing he gets to control, and you're taking the fun out of it for him.
I mean, I think it's already ruined because I saw the email. Because so I already know it's coming soon. And
I hope
I'm
he
just...
walks in here right now and does it. Total surprise. Like,
I think if he really wants to shock her, he's got to break up on this cruise.
Yes. Dude, that's
the first day, so they're stuck on a boat together.
Get engaged the next day.
Oh, my God. That's the plot of a movie.
What, breaking up the first day?
Right. He goes on the cruise to get engaged, and they're in the cabin together. And she gets in a fight with him, and they break up on the first day, and then they have to stay in the same cabin, and he's trying to win her back so he can propose.
Hey, right. Tracy, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Listen to Bert and Jeff.
Oh,
we put so much pressure as women on men with this whole engagement. And the last caller is right. You are totally setting up expectations that will never be met, and it's going to ruin the surprise, and it's going to ruin the moment because it's never going to be exactly how you're thinking it's in your brain. Just let him have his moment and his glory. And because you're going to ruin it for yourself.
It's already ruined. It's already ruined for
it's
him.
It's not ruined.
It is ruined.
No, it's not ruined.
You know what you need to keep in mind during this whole everything that you're doing right now, Joanna, is Tiger Woods' wife. Okay? Because...
Do Tiger Woods' wife?
No, keep her in mind.
Oh, huh?
Because the point I'm making is I think Joanna moves through life with a certain amount of confidence because Joanna's hot, right? So she moves around and confident.
I'm not confirming or denying that.
And confident and, you know, funny and would be considered a good catch. On the surface, so would Tiger Woods' wife. But something she did made him stray.
Yeah, right. Oh, my.
Joanna's madre.
Oh,
has called
madre.
It.
Hi.
Hola,
hola.
Hola, madre.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿usted?
Hey, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Sí. Oh, my God. Hola. 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 Hola.
Hey, how is everybody doing in there?
Good. Really good.
Madre, we are very concerned with Joanna, and we are very concerned with her robbing Jason of this engagement.
I know. I am, too.
Oh.
And, well, I know it's going to happen, and I swear to God, he haven't said anything to me. And I try. I try to see if he can give me some information.
Because she's trying
Hold on, I'm in school right now, so the bell went off.
That's Jason going,
sorry,
no more talking!
All right, I have tried. I talked to him and see if he can give me something. Mm-hmm. Not that I want to tell Joanna because I don't want to spoil, her surprise.
Mm-hmm. She's a woman. She just got to find out.
But now we know where Joanna gets it from. Because, like, you're grilling the poor guy.
You're sort of snooping.
No. Women like to, to find out things in advance so we can be prepared.
Now, hold on one second here, Madre. Because if you found out that he was going to propose, couldn't keep that secret from your daughter.
Oh, yes, I can.
You think so?
She's kept secrets.
Oh, yes,
from
I can.
Okay.
Women can keep secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And come on.
I know it's going to happen, and she knows it's going to happen. But he's going to do it when she least expects it.
Right.
But
in 2014.
The two men on this show are guys that really didn't jump into marriage very quickly. If I recall, there was
3 years.
But wasn't
there an ultimatum?
Yes.
With you, and then
as soon
we
as
gave
Jessica,
you crap on the air.
As soon as
Jessica
told me she was going to move back to Arizona, I decided that we should.
So I'm just saying. I just want to say that the guys didn't necessarily come up with the idea totally on their own.
Do you know why, Melissa?
Hmm. Oh, you're right.
We were waiting for the perfect time to surprise.
If that was the you would never do it.
We were working through the anticipation.
Sure.
It's going to happen.
I just wanted to put that on the table.
So, Madre, so are you calling Joanna to tell her to relax about it?
Yeah, she needs to, relax and enjoy her trip. And whatever happens, it's going to happen. But just don't go crazy about it.
I have a question for Joanna's mom.
She's like, I'm trying to find out if
knowing how you are, you have the little snooper gene in the Rodriguez family.
Not you take it from the Portomos.
if Jason came and spoke to Mr. Rodriguez, Joanna's dad, and asked for his permission to marry Joanna, would he even tell you?
My husband, yes, he will.
That's a bad move on his part.
Because then you're going to turn around, you're going to tell Nina.
So who can't keep secrets?
That's how you get when you've been married for such a long time, like we are. We cannot keep it from each other because we feel uncomfortable about that.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree.
Mm-hmm. And you do have to tell your husband, your wife, what's going on, but you have to make him promise not to say anything to anybody else.
I think, again, you have to look at the Tiger Woods situation. Look how he had complete full disclosure with his wife. They've been married for years now. And after, the 13th
how
affair.
How with the Tiger Woods subject now?
He totally told her. They had full disclosure also.
Yes.
So there's the mom.
So mom advice is to chill out.
Chill out. Go have fun. Enjoy your trip. And probably he's going to wait maybe, until spring to us because he knows that you expect it and he don't want he told me he's gonna go to plan B, but he never say what plan B was.
It's always a plan B.
Yeah, he does a plan A, it fails, and now he's going to plan B.
Plan B. I'm not getting married till Melissa can legally get married.
Oh my god. That would be a good excuse for
Hey, the Bird Show.